This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday visited a Minnesota technical college to sell Americans on his recently approved $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The administration says the bill will train millions of Americans for the high-growth jobs of the future that will build the massive infrastructure that Biden says the United States needs to compete globally. Speaking to a small group at Dakota County Technical College in Rosemount, Minnesota, Biden said the bill is about investing in America. As the president toured the college, several dozen protesters gathered across the street, waving posters critical of the infrastructure program. One protester held aloft a sign that read, "Build Back Broke," echoing sentiments by Republicans who fear that this massive $1.75 trillion social spending bill will raise the debt to dangerous levels. Some of the other protesters wore the distinctive garb of the Proud Boys neo-fascist group. Police in the United States said Tuesday a 15-year-old boy killed three fellow high school students and wounded eight other people with a semi-automatic handgun at a school in the northern state of Michigan before he was quickly arrested. They say one of those wounded was a teacher and the remainder were students in Oxford, Michigan, about 65 kilometers north of Detroit. Authorities say the motive of the shooter is unknown. An officer says those killed were a 16-year-old boy, a 17-year-old girl, and a 14-year-old girl. He said two of the wounded are in surgery, six are in stable condition. The suspect was a second-year student at the school and was believed to have acted alone and was arrested without resistance. This is VOA News. Poland's president on Tuesday signed into law legislation that would limit the access of aid charities and journalists to its border with Belarus as the country grapples with a simmering migrant crisis. The law is a blow to the opposition parties that advocated for unlimited media access. That issue was included in an amendment approved by the upper house of parliament on Friday, but rejected by the lower house. The government said the restrictions were necessary for security reasons. The European Union accuses Belarus of engineering the migrant crisis at the border to hit back at sanctions placed on Belarus. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko accuses the EU of deliberately provoking a humanitarian crisis. While the situation on the border has calmed since mid-November when Polish security forces fired water cannon at migrants, throwing rocks at them, there are still nightly attempts by groups to force their way through the barbed wire fencing on the frontier. The Polish border guard said there were 134 attempts to cross the Belarus border on Monday. Burkina Faso's government said Tuesday it had killed dozens of terrorists and arrested hundreds of suspects in joint operations along its borders with neighboring Ivory Coast, Ghana, and Togo last week. The country's security minister says from November 21st through the 27th, a total of almost 6,000 soldiers from the four countries were deployed against jihadists. In Burkina Faso itself, the minister said five terrorist bases were destroyed and around 30 terrorists neutralized in clashes near the border with Ivory Coast. Jihadist attacks have grown increasingly regular and deadly in Burkina Faso since 2015. The ruling National Party of Honduras is conceding defeat in Sunday's presidential election, according to a senior party figure on Tuesday. Leftist candidate Xiomara Castro is now poised to become Honduras's first female leader. Castro has racked up a lead of almost 20 percentage points over her rival Nasria Esfura of the National Party. With just over 52% of the votes counted Tuesday afternoon, Castro had 53.5% of the vote. Esfura had 34%. The formal concession will bring an end to a turbulent period under the conservative National Party, which has been dogged by scandals and corruption accusations, especially during the two terms of outgoing president Juan Orlando Hernandez. Castro's victory will see the left return to power after a 12-year hiatus that followed the ousting of her husband, former President Manuel Zelaya, in a coup in 2009. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.